There I am. Magical wonders will be at your command when you visit a place known as Grizzlyland. That's it. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week, we are going on a magical voyage, journey. I was going to say journey, then I was going to say voyage, then I started saying Vernie, and then that didn't make any sense. And then I almost said virgin, but then I was like, virgin voyage? It's not really our virgin voyage. This is the 400 and something odd episode of Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast, a podcast where I go through every single Berenstain Bears book ever written. And we are in the 2018s now. Can you believe it? Oh, and also, I have my headphones on. Don't need those. I was like, why does my voice sound really weird and muffled? Oh, but my hair, I'm doing a hair update in every episode now. Every episode where I record by myself, hair update, my hair looks awful. I can't do anything with it anymore. I need to get a haircut in a major way. I have to get a haircut so bad. But every time I think about it, it's like the end of the day and I just do not have the time to squeeze in a haircut. One of these days, I'll get a haircut. And it's not that it's long, it's just that it's a mess. It's a wreck. And the last haircut I got was very bad. So this one's just not, it hasn't grown into anything. I can't style it, I can't do anything with it. So it just sort of sits on my head like a lump. Anyway, if you're not watching this on YouTube, but you're instead listening to it audio-wise, trust me, the hair looks bad. That's Phil's hair update for the week. That's it. That's the whole thing. I'm not going to talk about my hair anymore on this episode. But what is this episode? Okay, so I've been having a lot of guests on the show, and that's great, and I love having guests, and I was going to have a guest on to discuss this week's topic, but I decided I didn't want to, mostly because the last time I discussed this topic with an expert on this topic was years ago. It was like maybe the first year I had the show, and they were charming, delightful. It was a great episode, but in the intervening years, this topic has become different. It's become like people who are experts on this topic now, they occupy a different place in my cultural brain. Like I just don't think I have the wherewithal to sit across from somebody who knows a lot about this subject and deal with them on the level. I can't be on the level with somebody right now who is an expert on such a weird and touchy topic. That's right. This week we are discussing the weird and touchy topic of Disneyland. Yes, because it's 2018's The Berenstain Bears visit Grizzlyland. Grizzlyland. And everything that implies. The fact is, I don't know, Gert Grizzly is a person. Gert Grizzly sounds kind of like Walt Disney. So I guess that makes sense. Bert Grizzly? I don't know. We don't get into the history of the Grizzly Company in this book, unfortunately. I would love to get into the history of the Grizzly Company. But instead, we're going to be discussing the Berenstain Bears kind of visiting Grizzlyland. It's not really about them visiting Grizzlyland. It's mostly about Papa not having a good time at Grizzlyland, which is fair. But I do remember when this book came out. It was kind of a big deal. Obviously, I'd been doing the show for several years by then. It's 2018. I started the show in 2015. That's right. I'm on my 9th anniversary coming up. Started doing the show in 2015. A few years later, this book came out. I just remember it being a big deal among the collectors group because it was, you were sort of getting a peek into another aspect of Bear Country. We had heard of Grizzlyland. I believe it was the Berenstain Bears and the Long, Long Trip or Long, Long Road Trip. It was the book in which Sister Bear vomited in the car. I remember that standing out bizarrely to me, is that Sister Bear threw up in the car, the first Berenstain Bears book that just acknowledged vomit as if it were a thing that happened in Bear World. But the thing is, the Cubs thought they were going to be going to Grizzlyland, and they didn't. But they did mention Grizzlyland. And now here we are, finally getting to take a peek at Grizzlyland. But what is it? What is Grizzlyland? Is it something we can discuss? Is it something we can talk about? Is there anything to this story? Well, ladies and gentlemen, please join me as I find out the answers to that question, I guess is the way I'm going to put that. So we kick off with the Bears on a plane. They are going on a very special trip to Grizzlyland. They're so excited. The Cubs are so excited. They cannot even begin to breathe about it. They're on an airplane. They are flying to Grizzlyland, the most famous theme park in Bear Country, the most magical spot of all. And so in my head, I'm like, okay, Grizzlyland. So there's two major parks in America, Disney parks. There's Disneyland, and then there's Walt Disney World Resort. And Disneyland is obviously the original, the 1950s construction. Walt Disney built it at an orange grove in California. Nobody wanted it there because until Disneyland came along, the idea of a theme park, an amusement park, was the idea of that being a family place made a lot of people shudder, because amusement parks had a reputation for being seedy, filthy, just places you didn't want to bring the kids, or if you did bring the kids at night, they got kind of gross and weird. They were dirty. They attracted a lot of vermin. They attracted, like, transients. They were run by people with, like, shifty eyes, I guess. I don't know. But Disney was like, no, we're going to make this place awesome. We're going to make it clean. We're going to make it fun to bring your family to. We're going to make it, I won't say we're going to make it affordable, but you will want to afford it. And it'll only get more and more expensive and less convenient as the years go on. Disneyland. So we built it, and it was a runaway success. Of course, as Jurassic Park taught us, nothing worked on the first day, but if the Pirates of the Caribbean came to life, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we get here a picture of Grizzlyland Park, and I'm looking at it, and in my head, I'm like, is he going for Disney World or Disneyland? Because I don't remember Disneyland having such a large emphasis on the Ferris wheel and roller coaster aspect of the park. But then I was like, but that does look familiar. Did a little research. And by a little research, I meant means I just Googled Disneyland Ferris wheel. And lo and behold, this is based not on just Disneyland. This is based on Disney's California Adventure, or Disney's Great California Adventure. It's changed names a couple of times since then. Now it's like Disney's California Adventure and Pixar Land, Pixar Park. I don't know. But the Ferris wheel looks exactly like this, except instead of a bear head, it is a Mickey Mouse face. And there is a roller coaster. It's the Incredibles coaster, which sits right by the Ferris wheel. Now, we have a few other things in the background in this image, which we will get to. But what I'm saying is Mike has clearly been to Disneyland. I think I also know what hotel he stayed at because of the view we're given of the park. But continuing on, the Bear family is very excited about going to this place. They touch down. The Cubs are excited. They get on a shuttle bus. Now, Papa Bear is mostly excited because he wants to go on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, which, of course, in this line of Berenstain Bears books, we've now established that we are in the United States of America, right? In this continuity. We're in a new continuity since we switched publishers. We're in a new continuity since the 20-teens began. This line of books is not set in a country called Bear Country. It is set in a country called the United States of America, which we'd never dealt with before. But that means that most other countries are also called France, Italy, Spain, China. Like, there's they're normal named Earth places. Until we get to this, the Pirates of the Caribbean, which betrays geographical oddities, because the Caribbean, or Caribbean, if you will, is not named after, it's not like the human being. Oh, that would be pretty cool, though, the human being. But that's not where that came from. And so this means that this region of the world is known as the Caribbean, or the Caribbean. And that doesn't jibe with the whole, like, oh, the world is just named the way it is in our world. It brings up more questions than it answers, I guess is what I'm saying. But Papa is very excited about going on Pirates of the Caribbean. And that leading it, and because of the logo it shows floating above Papa's head, very similar to the logo of the movies, which means that the movies most likely exist. I believe they do exist. I think we've touched on the Pirates of the Caribbean movies with Captain Jack Sparrow. I don't remember. But I know that this exists. The Bear World, if nothing else, sure does replicate our IP films and their accompanying franchises. So Pop is excited. He wants to go on Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a fun ride. The actual ride. Fun ride. If I remember, a little story, a little backstory. I have been to Disney parks twice in my life. Both times, I believe, in the 80s. Once was in the mid-80s. I went with when I was in fourth grade. And once I went my freshman year in high school with my friend David and his father. And that was in 89, I think. 89 or 90, I believe. But to me, so because that's when I went, that was like the heyday of Disney parks, like in my imagination. The heyday of Disney parks of the 80s. Because you could still just walk up to characters and take your picture with them. Can you still do that? Or do you have to wait in line? When I was a kid, there was no like designated spots to meet costumed characters. You just sort of pinballed around the park and you ran into them if you ran into them. Also, there was really nothing to do at Cinderella's castle at the time. Also, terrified of the haunted house ride. But we're not going to touch on that this time. I think I've discussed that on the show before. What we are going to discuss is Grizzlyland. So the bears hop on their shuttle and they go to their hotel. In this, it is called the Hotel Tropique. The hotel was like a theme park in and of itself. It's a jungle of tropical trees grew in the lobby. Brightly colored parrots perched in the branches. Hello, said sister. Hello, it said back. We see a picture of the lobby of the Hotel Tropique. There is a tree. There's tropical birds in the tree. There is a waterfall with a fish pond in the lobby of this hotel. We're going to touch on which hotel I think they're staying at, because that ties into the next picture, which is another shot of the exterior of the park, of Grizzlyland. And we see they're on the balcony of their room. They're looking out over a swimming pool. But then we see the roller coaster. We see the Ferris wheel. We see a shuttle, like the people mover, the monorail. We see what looks to be the Tomorrowland rocket ship ride. We see some shops and buildings in the background. We see what looks like a castle, like the thing, the top of a castle, like battlements. But it could also be like the Tom Sawyer part, like land. I don't remember. It's a land, like a cabin land. We see what looks like Splash Mountain in the background. And then we see a castle even further back. The picture is a lot clearer in the original drawing that we see when we first hear about Grizzlyland. We see the castle. We see what looks to be Splash Mountain. And we see the Ferris wheel, the rocket ships, yada, yada, yada. Now, this gives me my biggest clue as to where they are staying. Because I did my research. Don't think I didn't do my research. And I believe they are staying at... First, I thought they were staying at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. Because I was like, well, it should be that because it's themed, right? Like, it's got a theme. It's themed to Disney. But then I was like, wait, this hotel they're staying at doesn't seem themed to the park. Then I realized they must be staying at the Westin Anaheim Resort. Because if you stay at the Westin Anaheim Resort, you are positioned perfectly to see the Incredicoaster and to see Paradise Pier, which is where you see the Ferris wheel. Now, you can't see the Mickey Mouse face from Paradise Pier if you're staying at this hotel. But in the picture Mike provided, the roller coaster is closer to the hotel than the Ferris wheel, which and now it's called Pixar Pier, by the way, which means that he just drew the face on the other side of the Ferris wheel just for consistency's sake. But they must, and they're very close. You can tell from the drawing that they're very close to the park. Like, it looks to be just like right across some bushes, which, if you're staying at the Anaheim, is exactly where I'm gonna pull this up just so people following along on YouTube can tell. So hold on one sec. Let me pull this up. I know this is captivating for everyone, but so if you're looking at it here, you can see that we've got Disney's California Adventure Park, right? We have West Catella Avenue, and right across from West Catella is the Westin Anaheim Resort. Now, if you look right, here's where the balconies would be, right to the north of the Westin Anaheim. You look right across the street. Now, there are trees here, like tall trees, but you look right across the street, you will see, here's the Incredicoaster. Here's Paradise Pier, now known as Pixar Pier. It's hard to tell from this, like, 2D image. Let me see if I can switch to 3D. There we go. The Ferris wheel, the observation wheel with swinging gondolas, which is included in Mike's drawing, is right behind the Incredicoaster. So you're staying in the Westin Anaheim. You are staying right on West Catella Avenue. You look across the street. There's trees, but you look beyond the trees, and what do you see? You see a roller coaster, just like in Mike's picture. You see the observation wheel, but then you go beyond that. If you had the eyes of a super eagle bear, right? If you had the eyes of a bear, if you could see through trees, if you could see much further than a human eyes can see, you would see Splash Mountain, or what's used to be Splash Mountain. Actually, I think that's, is that the Big Thunder Mountain? Where's Splash Mountain? There's Splash Mountain. Temporarily closed. It's being refitted with a new theme. Splash Mountain is right here, temporarily closed. And the castle, the magic castle, whatever it's called, is, oh, I don't know where it is. It's Sleeping Beauty's castle. There it is. Sleeping Beauty's castle, which is the one in California. I think it's Cinderella's castle in Florida. So we have the castle. We have Splash Mountain. We have the Tomorrowland is over here. Those rocket ships are over there somewhere. And then we have the Ferris wheel, and we have Pixar Pier. We have the Incredicoaster. What I'm saying is this wasn't arbitrary. Mike chose this layout on purpose. Now, of course, Splash Mountain is no longer going to be called Splash Mountain. It's going to be the like Princess Tiana's whatever the heck ride. Because now it's based on an incredibly racist Disney classic, Zippity Doodah Zippity Yay. But otherwise, what we have here is a pretty good representation of a condensed version of Disney's California Adventure and Disneyland, which is right beyond it. California Adventure started out mostly as a tribute to Disney's California, like the California that Walt Disney arrived in when he first moved to California. So it was very much themed like turn of the century, like the 1920s California, and it celebrated California. That was the point of California Adventure. Now, over the years, they've been like, well, we should add some Cars stuff. We should add some incredible stuff. And now it's basically turning into the Pixar park, which is fine. But I do remember a time, the 1980s, when Disney wasn't afraid to just let its parks be its parks. Just let them be the parks. They didn't have to represent movies you were familiar with. You just go on a ride. There was no Pirates of the Caribbean movie at the time. It was just a thing. It was just like, this is cool, a pirate ride created by Disney Imagineers. Now it's all projection screens and yada, yada, yada. In any case, I can't afford to go, so what am I complaining about? So they hop on the monorail, which takes them to the hotel, from the hotel to the park. Now, as far as I can tell, there isn't a monorail that takes you from the Anaheim to the park. So this is a little, we're playing around with geography here. But there is, if you're staying at one of the Disney parks, you can get the monorail to the park. When I stayed in Walt Disney World Hotel, we just took the monorail right to the park, and that was pretty convenient. So they get out. Honey Bear just wants to stay on the monorail. She thinks it's a ride, and you know what? It kind of is. I do believe, though, I don't remember. I think if you take the monorail, do you go in the front entrance? I can't remember. I thought that you're like you were taken care of, and you went to the monorail entrance. Don't remember. I'm not an expert. Now here's where we get. Okay, here's where things get interesting. So they're in the Land of Imagination. They're on Main Street. They're on Main Street USA. We see a trolley going by that says Main Street. We see fountains. This is Main Street USA. If you're not familiar with the Disney parks, Main Street USA is like the main drag at Disney. So they're not in California Adventure. We've established that. They are actually at Disneyland. Main Street USA is meant to encompass the feeling of an American Main Street. The turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, around the time that Walt Disney was a kid, supposed to like sort of capture the feeling of him being a kid again. We all know that the buildings are built like they're foreshortened towards the top, so you feel smaller next to them. Like it looks like they're much taller than they are. Wants you to feel like a kid again. And what we've gotten here is a pretty good representation of the Main Street USA that I was familiar with. At least we have a lot of costumed characters walking around. We have a band playing in the streets. We have kids walking by with bare heads. Balloons. Here's what's interesting. So we see some of the costumed characters. We see Harry Hamster. Don't know who that is. He's dressed like kind of like one of the, I guess, Donald Duck's nephews. He has like a hat, like a little beanie hat with a propeller and a t-shirt. I don't know. He's a hamster and he's dancing around. We see Gloria Gopher, who's dressed in a purple dress, and there's a little girl dressed just like Gloria Gopher, who's standing with a Gloria Gopher doll. So highly marketed. We see Abelard Aardvark, who looks kind of like Grizzly Gramps, but he's an aardvark. And the handsome Prince Percival, who is standing with Princess Petunia. They're probably like the bare world equivalents of Cinderella and Prince Charming, I guess. I want to know what this movie is that starred Princess Petunia and Prince Percival. Sounds almost like a parody of Disney princes and princesses, like something you would see in like Enchanted movie where you're like kind of like a wry commentary on Disney characters. I don't know. Princess Petunia, Prince Percival. Now, the big one that I want to point out, though, is that dancing in the middle of the street, doing the funky chicken, is Charlie Chicken, who is a yellow bird with a coxcomb and a beak and chicken legs and chicken wings. But he's wearing red shorts with white buttons, placing him almost firmly in the position of this world's Mickey Mouse. Also makes sense because we have Harry Hamster, but Charlie Chicken. So we have the alliteration of the Mickey Mouse name. I guess they all have alliteration. Gloria Gopher, Abelard Aardvark. But the pants lead me to believe that Charlie Chicken should be the Mickey Mouse of this world. However, as we saw from the Ferris wheel, as we see from the balloons being held by the children walking around in the background, as we see from the balloon being held by the child licking a lollipop in the foreground, the image for this world, this land, this grisly land is a bear. So I'm wondering if it's supposed to be the head of the founder of Grizzly Land. I don't know. Walt Grizzly, is that you? Side note, wouldn't it be interesting if instead of the Mickey Mouse ear balloons, they were representations of Walt Disney's actual head? A three-dimensional Walt Disney head would be a weird thing to fashion into a balloon, but I'd love to see them try. We also see the Bear family getting their photo taken with Princess Petunia and Prince Percival at a Photos Here stand. So that's very reflective of modern Disneyland, where you line up or you get a ticket or something and you wait in line to take your picture with those costumed characters. Answer my question, people in public, can you still just get your photo taken spontaneously with walk-around characters? I need to know. Is that still a thing? I need to know. So Papa wants to go on Pirates of the Caribbean, but they want to go on the Space Grizzlies ride. If you look at the Space Grizzlies, now this is interesting because we know that Space Grizzlies, we've never gotten any indication that the Space Grizzlies movie was a Grizzly production, but it makes sense that this would be it's not created by the Grizzly Corporation because it was written by their H.G. Wells XB, but much like Treasure Planet, much like Hunchback of Notre Dame, much like many of their movies, the Grizzly Company has adapted a work of science fiction literature into a film, which is now adapted into a ride. This is the Space Grizzlies ride. It is an interior loop-de-loop roller coaster that is clearly meant to be Space Mountain. I love that they fact that they're going on Space Mountain. Now, this is also an interactive roller coaster. So not only is it a up and down loop-de-loop interior dark ride, it also has an interactive functioning just like the Buzz Lightyear ride where you shoot the enemies with guns they've given you. Also, Honey Bear is not buckled in. She's sitting on Mama's... None of the bears are buckled in. So you're on a loop-de-loop roller coaster in the dark, shooting at things out that are popping up to the left and the right and in front and on top of you. You have nothing securing you into your seats, and you're allowed to carry a baby on your lap. This is the most exciting ride I've ever seen at any theme park in my short, short life. I absolutely love it. What a dangerous ride. Thank you, Mike Berenstain. Went the wrong direction. Papa wants to go on Pirates of the Caribbean, but you know what? Let's go on the Spinning Honeypots. Now, the Spinning Honeypots are, of course, based on the Spinning Teapot ride, or Teacup ride, from Disney World, Disneyland. And teacups are, of course, part of the Alice in Wonderland ride. Makes a lot of sense. So spinning rides were not invented by the Disney company, but they were popularized and are now known as teacup rides. You sit in them, you have a wheel in the middle, you can turn the wheel to make your car spin around, and while your car is spinning around, you are spinning around You're spinning and you're also revolving around a fixed point. So it's dizzying and disorienting, but you have a little bit of control over how fast you go. Not so in this one. There's no interior, there's no central wheel in this. So you're just whipped around at random. I like that you're in a honeypot. They're beautiful honeypots. There's a beehive in the middle that you seem to be circling around with little bees, little fake bees floating around it. It's a nicely themed ride. I wonder if it's based on a movie. Could be based on their Winnie the Pooh. Now, because Winnie the Pooh, not a Disney character, could have been adapted by the Grizzly Corp. All right. Think about this, though. In the bear universe, is Winnie the Pooh a bear? Is he? Or is he a skin boy? Is he a skin boy? A boy made of skin? Is it the story of a stuffed bear who has a human toy, like a human child, like totem or like poppet that he's like, this is my boy. And they're like, this is a good story for children. Is that it? Who are the other animals in their Winnie the Pooh? Do they have a Winnie? Is that what this is based on? Because it makes sense. Winnie the Pooh loves his honey. Old bear. He loves his honey. He fights the bees. Never got to show him my bee business. Then they stop off at... Okay, so when Disneyland first opened, it was sort of franchised out. The different areas, the different rides were franchised out to different companies. So Conglomco's would present Space Mountain, and McDonald's would you know, control the restaurants in the park. But gradually that fell away. I believe it's come back now. Like, I know that in the Pixar world, there's like a Starbucks, like that's the coffee shop. But it seems like, so this is 2018. So it seems like that never ended in Bear World. Or maybe it started up again in the 20 teens. I'm not sure. But there is a Burger Bear in Grizzly Land. It's a 1950s style Burger Bear. So it's got some theming going on. We're not angry about it. We've got some theming. We've got Betty the Burger Bear roller skating waitress bringing them their burgers. Papa, though, is too ill from the honeypot ride to eat. He feels a little sick, but they have milkshakes, triple honey burgers, and french fries. I don't know what a triple honey burger is. Mike, if you do another Berenstain Bears cookbook, please include some of these recipes. I want to know what a triple honey burger is. Is it a burger made with honey? Can you... Hold on. I'm going to look that up. Hamburger made with tortilla? No. Onion soup mix? No. Egg? No. Donuts? No. Honey. Hamburger made with honey. Honey burgers. So these are a thing. Island honey burgers, Hawaiian honey burgers. You can put soy sauce and dark rich honey in with your meat. But there's a lot of honey burger recipes. I don't know if that's like an actual thing. People say that they're favorites of theirs growing up. The honey burger. Hot honey burgers. Great. Give it a shot. Mix some honey in with your meat. Put some honey. Oh, I see people are actually putting honey on the burgers. So, all right. I won't say I stand corrected because I don't believe I ever actually contradicted the fact that there might be actual honey burgers in the world. But this, you know, there it is. We got honey burgers. But Papa don't want them. Because he's going to vomit, just like Sister did in that one book. Then they go... Okay. So we mentioned that Splash Mountain, which is now closed and is being refitted to be a Tiana ride because Disney keeps trying to make the Princess and the Frog happen. That's a little snark. That's just a little snark on my part. I know people like the Princess and the Frog. I know it's a much... It's the most beloved thing in the world. I don't know. It's a beloved Disney film. It didn't do very well, but it's one of the few like Disney movies that actually have like wildlife in them that anyone cares about these days. So they're like, well, make Splash Mountain of that, because right now Splash Mountain, based on an incredibly racist movie, and not incredibly racist in like it's full of a lot of slurs racist, but incredibly racist because it like it's so tone deaf. It's so absolutely tone deaf. Also, don't know if you've seen Song of the South recently. Incredibly boring movie. Massively uninteresting, boring film that you're just waiting for the cartoons to start up in again. Because, oh boy, the actual plot of that story, very slow. I saw it in the theater. They re-released it in the early 80s. Can you believe it? They re-released Song of the South into the theaters. Early 80s, I saw it. I don't remember much about it except liking the Brer Rabbit parts because that's the cartoon part. So Splash Mountain is in this park, only it's called Sploosh Mountain, which is very funny and very amusing, and it makes me laugh for reasons I won't get into, but Sploosh Mountain. They get on it, they have a great time. Papa just wants to go on Pirates of the Caribbean, but they go on Sploosh Mountain. It's just Splash Mountain. You can tell because you go up, you're in a boat, and then you have a long drop, and you get wet down at the end. Sploosh into a pool at the bottom. It goes up, comes down. It just says an old mining camp. So this one's not really themed to a movie. It's more like Big Thunder Mountain, now that I look at it. Like, it looks more like a Big Thunder Mountain-themed Splash Mountain. Big Thunder Mountain being the roller coaster that I went on at Disney World when I was a little kid. Absolutely terrified me. I do not like roller coasters, as we all know. The other story is that we waited in line for a long time to go on Space Mountain. We got up to the front of the line. We were being let on. I panicked. Refused to go on Space Mountain, and we all left. My parents were very angry at me for that, because we waited for the whole waiting time to go on, and it was busy. It was a summer trip, so we waited a long time to go on Space Mountain, and then can't do it. Don't like roller coasters, my friends. I could probably do Space Mountain now, but not when I was 10. Like, it wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen. Papa doesn't like it either. Finally, they get to Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, Pirates of the Caribbean, of course, is one of the earliest Disney rides, attractions still in existence. It's got a little boat drop in it. Many people forget that until they get back on the ride. And you're like, oh, right, there's a little thrill part. You go down really fast. It's unexpected. It's cool. I always like that. I've been on Pirates of the Caribbean a few times. Not since the movies came out, I haven't been. The last time I went was in the 80s when it was strictly Walt Disney wanted a ride with a bunch of pirates. It was also very un-PC. There was a lot of women being chased around by pirates. Things like that. A lot of drunkenness. Now, I know they've sanitized it quite a bit. They've taken out some of the more questionable things. They've added stuff from the movies, which is fine. It's pirates. It's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to make you actually think about what went on when, like, Pirates of the Caribbean attacked your town. Like, you're not supposed to want to live that. That's not fun at all. Like, pirates weren't family friendly at the time at all. Like, they still aren't. Like, pirates on the open sea still exist. And we talked about this when the Berenstain Bears pretended to be pirates. Not a thing. They got on the boat, though. Pirates of the Caribbean. They get on. They go through the themed area. Like, it's all themed just like Disney. Like, you even the line is you are entertained while you're waiting to go on the ride. They get on the boat. There's a voice going, "Beware, beware." And then it goes through a pretty cool representation of Pirates of the Caribbean. Just, it's huge. The set is huge. You've got a pirate ship firing on a town. You got the town firing back. You can tell, first of all, you can tell Mike loved doing this whole book, because this book is nothing if not filled with two-page spreads. It's all two-page spreads. And this is a huge one. We've got a skull rock in the background. We've got presumably animatronic seagulls. I hope they're animatronic seagulls in the ride. We've got splashes in the water where the cannons are supposed to be hitting. And Papa is bouncing up and down, so excited, pumping his fists. His eyes are like dinner plates. He's so excited to be on this. And the Cubs and everyone else are very excited too. It's a pretty cool ride. As it says in the book, it was very exciting. And then finally we end with... It just ends. Like, that's it. They go on the ride. They come out. Papa's like, "That was cool. Let's do it again." And then they go on the ride. Like, that's it. That's how the story ends. The ride's over. The family laughs. And they go on. Then they go back on the ride. And then we don't get to find. Like, that's it. That's the last page of the story. That's, I mean, truly. Whoops. I brought up the next PDF on my hard drive, which was a claim request. So don't need that. But that is the Berenstain Bears Visit Grizzlyland. Like, I don't really have, there's not a whole lot to say about it. Like, it's not a book. It's not a story so much. I mean, it is kind of a story. It's just goofy. Like, Papa wants to go on a ride and he has to wait. That's it. That's what kids go through at Disneyland. Did it make me want to go to Disneyland? Absolutely not. I have no desire to spend that much money and put in that much work for that much amusement. I don't make spreadsheets. I don't do planning. I could get us there, but then we'd have nothing to do, because I would have been like, I didn't plan out the day. And you got to plan out your day if you're going to Disney. Or, like, I don't know, like, rent out the whole park and be very rich and rent out the whole park. I don't know. In any case, the Bears didn't do that. They seem to have a good time. I mean, it's a lot of money to go to Disney. I'm not going to go. Unless someone pays my way and plans out the trip for me, heck, I'll chip in for food. I'll chip in for food. I'll buy you a, what's the thing? The Dole Whip. I'll buy you a Dole Whip at Disney if you pay everything else for me. Otherwise, I don't know. When I went, I went, Epcot was my favorite. I loved Epcot. That was all I cared about. We went to, like I said, I've never been to Disneyland, only been to Walt Disney World. Loved Epcot before it got all Disney themed, honestly, back when it was like, this is just an educational land. I could have spent days there. They're like, "Oh, go through the human body? Great. Learn about energy? Super. Journey into Imagination? Fantastic." I didn't need to see a Mickey. I didn't need to see a Goofy. I didn't need to see your favorite Disney films represented, of which there were none, because it was the 1980s and nobody cared about Walt Disney at the time. Remember, this is like the mid-80s, not the Renaissance 80s. So, like, we didn't even have Rescuers Down Under yet. We hadn't even gotten Great Mouse Detective yet. I went to Disney World right after The Black Cauldron came out. So there was, I mean, it was chock-a-block with Black Cauldron merch. I got a storybook there that you just, it wasn't available in stores. You had to buy it there. There were Gurgi dolls. You don't see those much. I mean, maybe you do now because everyone wants everything now. But, like, it was Black Cauldron left, right, and center. Like, that was it. But there were no favorite movies. Like, nobody cared. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, aces. Snow White's Spooky Adventure, fantastic. Peter Pan, great. They hadn't made a movie anyone remembered in decades, and that was fine. What were they going to give us, a Robin Hood ride? We were lucky to have Winnie the Pooh themed stuff. Like, that was barely a success. Saludos Amigos? I mean, I don't know. I think that Jose What's-His-Face may have been walking around at some point. When I went back in the late 80s, a little more themed, still not that themed, but they had just opened MGM Studios. Like, Disney and MGM had that thing going on, and Ninja Turtles were walking around. That was phenomenal. Love the Ninja Turtles. But otherwise, I don't need to go back. I don't like being outside. I don't like walking around doing things. I don't like making my family happy. That's not for me. I want to sit in front of my computer with a scowl on my face and talk about the Berenstain Bears. So that's what I'm doing. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for being a part of this great bear family. It's wonderful. It's grand. It's great. It's super. It's amazing. I have two other shows. It's Del Toro Time that I do with my child Willow, where we discuss spooky things. And Pizza Toast that I do with Christy Admiral, where we discuss YA things. Check those out. Pizza Toast is still on hiatus. We'll be coming back at some point. But there's tons of episodes. Check those out if you want to hear me talking about children's books. Check out It's Del Toro Time if you want me to hear me talking about spooky books or movies, or just sometimes just movies. A strange amount of Bergman in there. Also, all of my shows are on YouTube. Once I record them, I just throw them up on YouTube. So if you want to see some of the pictures from this book, check out my YouTube channel. And it's Phil Gonzalez. It's no different. Like, it's not exciting. You just get to see my face. You get to sort of see the pages of the book as I talk about them. And like what my office looks behind me. Like behind me. But other than that, I'm not a fancy YouTuber or anything. God, no. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.